This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two in the books, 1 hour to go of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, about 60 minutes on the clock. We'll take you till 4. Blitz will take you till 7. You do nothing but stay tuned to the number one sports station in the city of Houston, Texas, that being ESPN 97.5. We always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. I asked you during the break, I don't know if you saw it or not, but part of Sunday Night Baseball with the Stros last night was Jessica Mendoza driving, like carpool karaoke, but driving to the game with Alex Bregman.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I noticed was, Bregs lives in like that high rise a couple blocks from the juice box.
Right.
They literally had to go around the block a few times just to cover enough distance to get the interview in.
Nice.
And then as part of it, and, you know, they talked about his social media and all the other things that he had done. But I don't know if you caught this or not, but after Trevor Bauer pitched well against the Astros in the series, they had given away Bregman bobblehead stare dolls.
Uh-huh.
And Bauer goes on Twitter and says, "What's it feel like to be dominated, little guy," to the bobblehead, and then, you know, has him nodding with the bobblehead. And Alex's freaking response was fantastic. He's like, "Oh, okay. Well, if you want to use dominated, because I had a four-pitch walk, and I grounded out to second after seven more pitches, and, you know, it's April, and you're getting off on domination, good job, buddy."
Oh, wow.
It's not going away anytime soon, and I love it.
I do love it. I didn't get to watch it. Did he come across as, like, a cool dude or kind of douchey?
No, he came across cool, and she kind of even said,
good.
She kind of questioned him on a couple things, like almost to say, it's crazy that you are not coming, that you for all of a sudden are humble and not coming across as cocky or
arrogant.
Yeah, but he's like, look, I just love baseball. And he even admitted, like, normally driving to the game, he's like, I'm trying to get my thoughts. I'm trying to do this. She goes, are we interrupting? He goes, well, normally I'm blaring music all the way to the game. But he goes, I guess, because it gets me amped up. He goes, I guess this gets me amped up too, so I'll be fine.
All the way to the game. Bro,
it's like literally
two blocks.
Like 3.5 blocks.
Yeah.
Maximum.
That's so funny.
But it was cool to see, again, on the national stage, the Stros right there front and center. And, of course, getting a win on national TV never hurts my feelings.
No. And splitting a series that they needed to keep pace with, you know,
with
rest of the division and the Indians. And, yeah.
That's, the fact that we didn't even see Clevinger, you're right. When we talked about it earlier, Cleveland definitely best pitching staff in baseball.
One of.
From a starting perspective.
When healthy?
Yeah.
The Yankees are up there, obviously, and the Astros and the Rays and Cleveland. And, yeah, Cleveland,
they're loaded.
Yeah. They got some dealers, that is for sure.
And they're finding the right pieces too. I mean, even signing a guy like Cargo, the longtime staple of the Rockies, and he's starting to hit and he's playing defense. And you know what? As much as they start looking like they're going to go into savings mode and they're going to cut back and let players go and do things differently, as long as you got that pitching, man, you're going to be just fine.
That's it. Pitching and defense.
And also this just coming out, I don't know how you feel about this. We obviously talked at nauseam about game one of the Rockets-Warriors series.
Mm-hmm.
But now the headline on the front page of ESPN is that the Rockets believe officiating in last season's Western Conference Finals cost them an NBA championship. I would say a berth in the finals, but they said all the way to an NBA championship. The memo sent to the league, or was going to be sent to the league, said referees likely changed the eventual NBA champion. There could be no worse result for the NBA. The Rockets said they actually never sent the memo to the league because they delivered the messages in person during meetings that had occurred after the series. But as detailed by The Athletic, they go with every single play throughout the entire game, not just the final 2 minutes. They put a point value on every single missed call or call they got incorrectly, and the Rockets claim 18.6 points in that game should have gone their way.
Well, I mean, the Rockets look petty. They look petty.
That's
they look
what
like
I don't
they're
like.
Crying over spilled milk.
Yes.
And for you to predict a championship when you didn't even have 7, 4, 5, or 6 games of film to discuss against Cleveland or whoever you think you would have faced. It's ridiculous. It's asinine. And boy, the Rockets look petty. It's a bad look.
I know Daryl's got a big staff. We all know that what his interns can do with bots.
Whoa, save that.
And we all know what
they... Daryl's got a big staff, huh?
Yeah, and we all know what you know what they have. He's got them working on a daily. Uh-huh. But crying over spilled milk after the fact...
It's bad. You ever seen Daryl's big staff?
No. And...
No, he never showed. He never let you see his staff.
The closest I've seen is his gut when we played hoops.
Wow!
But other than that,
he never let you see.
He may be the dirtiest pickup basketball player, and he admits it.
Daryl,
one of the dirtiest pickup basketball players ever.
Like he's dirty. Like how?
Undercut you
in a pickup game?
Oh yeah, grab jerseys.
Oh, so he's is it because he's ultra competitive?
That too,
or just bad and always a step behind?
He's sneaky decent in terms of like. Rebounding, hustle plays. He can make some shots.
Okay.
But he hates to lose.
He's been pretty consistent about that story, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I always thought was funny because I would love to see Daryl Morey play dirty on the basketball court.
And I told him.
I'd love to just, well.
He undercut me a couple times, and I told him that literally if we were just anywhere else that I would have punched him. But then what I really tried to do was I always tried to have guys run me off screens into him. Because I just unloaded
just
on him,
and he'd be real cool about it
and go, I deserve that. So, yeah, but that's the kind of pickup ball player he is. But by the way, the league responded and said, as we told the Rockets, we do not agree with their methodology, Mike Bass, an NBA spokesman, said, in terms of this lengthy report.
Oh, I'm done with the Rockets. They're crybabies. Well, then Stop being crybabies. Real quick, the text line before we get to the call. Somebody said, Barry, I just found out this morning my wife is pregnant. Kind of freaking out, LOL. Any advice?
Yeah,
get your sleep now. Get your sleep now.
You've had experience with it. Go.
Yeah, I've got so many kids. I'll let Joel give the advice, but I've always heard, man, get all your sleep in now because for the next year or two, you're not going to get any.
Yeah, if this is your first, you have no idea what you're in for. And that is
screwed up.
The biggest thing is you're right. The sleep deprivation is real and it's serious. And if you can find help as much as possible, rely on it. Pull on it. Get as much help as you can from anyone willing to help because the first year is a bitch.
When I was talking about the Game of Thrones and all that, somebody texted and said, well, Barry, if you care about a show, you have certain standards, especially a show that's going to go down as top 10 all time, probably. You're a local underground comedian, so you have no standards, LOL.
What are with the salty people today?
That was the weakest way to try to get a reaction of me, sir and or ma'am, that anyone has ever texted. Like you're gonna have to do better than that. That was pretty piss poor.
You're above ground.
I'm well aware of what I am and what I'm not as a comedian. So that's not gonna nice try. I know you tried to move the needle and get a reaction out of me. Ooh,
but why?
I don't know.
Like, is that what people do? They have a bad day, so they want to rile you up?
I guess.
Or us?
I have no idea. That's just, be better. That was pretty lame.
Well, that being said, keep that mentality, Barry, because you know where you're headed into now.
Speaking of shows.
And being better.
Paul wants to talk Endgame. Paul, what's up?
Taking the call. I love y'all's show. Just do it all the time. Now, Barry, you said you haven't seen Endgame yet.
I have not.
People told you have to see Ant-Man and Wasp, and you have to see some other movie, too, before you see Endgame.
Yeah, Captain Marvel.
Yeah, see, I didn't see Captain Marvel or Ant-Man and Wasp, and I haven't seen some of the Hulk either. Saw Endgame, loved it, thought it was great.
Okay.
So, I mean, you don't have to see the movies to see Endgame.
Good. Thank you, Paul. I appreciate that, because that's too much homework for me. To have to do, like, because since I'm in El Paso this week, that's what I'm going to do. I usually go and see movies on the road, so I'll go check out Endgame this weekend in El Paso. I'm glad I don't have to do all the homework. Thank you. Much appreciated.
And my apologies, because it was the wrong Paul. I was waiting. The first two words out of his mouth, I was waiting to hear, guys, I was watching it in my garage after I got bit by a wombat on my little monitor battery-operated television.
We can say that was the good Paul.
Yes.
They called. Sorry, bad Paul. I'm just kidding.
But I heard the bad Paul this morning on the bench, I think. So I think he got his call out of the way.
Oh, okay, good. His one phone call from... Never mind.
There you go. You walked right into it.
No, I just, I don't, I'm tired. I'm already done with the Rockets talk, but y'all can talk to Clarence about the Rockets. I'll sit over here and look at the internet.
Stop it. All right, Clarence, what's up, brother?
Hey, Barry, you don't have to be so down about it. Come on, man. I know people trying to get a reaction out of you.
We spent an hour and a half already on the Rockets today. I'm kind of exhausted now.
I know y'all talked about it ad nauseum, but I had a couple of things on my mind that I want to say.
Sure.
That this should have been a game that the Rockets won. This was one of the ones that they could have stole home court advantage. But you know what? You don't miss 33 three-pointers and try to win a game. You don't. And I like Chris Paul. But this is one of the things I hated about him ever since he was in New Orleans. You don't try to look at the ref and yell at the ref. And while you're yelling at the ref, Steph Curry threw a 20-yard pass up the court to Kevin Durant while you're looking at the ref for a lay-in. These are the type of things you do for y'all to lose a game. Also, y'all should have won that game because how many turnovers did Golden State have? Plus 20 in the turnover ratio?
Yep.
And everyone wants to complain about the refs. No, these are some of the things that you don't do if you want to win the game. If you would have took care of what you were supposed to do, make your threes, try to get it inside the Capella, have Eric Gordon do his thing, you should win that game. If someone is plus 20 in the turnover column, you should win that game. Bottom line.
Okay, appreciate the call, Clarence. We mentioned already Chris Paul and letting Durant get that easy transition bucket. I think if you're a Golden State fan or player, the overriding theme for them was too many turnovers, too many fouls. That's what you're going to hear on their side. And obviously from a Rockets perspective, got to make more threes, got to get more guys involved.
Okay.
Safe enough?
Yeah, I'm ready to stop talking about them. I'm not going to lie. I'm done with the Rockets. Please don't call with any more Rockets talk today. We literally have nothing else to add. I think we've covered it probably better than anybody
could. But that James Harden guy, he can really
God, I hate you right now so much. Let's talk about the other series. We can talk other basketball. I don't want to stop talking basketball.
Too. What the hell was that table?
We could talk Celtics-Bucks. Bucks might be in trouble, bro.
I told you they were. I had a bad feeling going into this series. I knew that I didn't pick them to win the East for a reason, but I thought Boston was playing great basketball. But I dare say I agree with Paul Pierce. I think they're done.
Yeah.
That looked bad.
One text before we get out to the break. Hey, Barry, thanks again for the lawn advice. My yard is getting healthy again because of your expertise. Both you can suck it. Mic off.
All right. So if you don't want to hear about that, what you should want to hear about is the fact that if you're looking for a new energy provider and you want to save money while getting great energy service, then I need to direct you right to the people at Infuse Energy, Josh Pesikoff and his staff, locally owned and operated. I made the switch about 2 years ago. The thousands of dollars, that's right, thousands of dollars I have saved since I switched to Infuse Energy is exactly why you should switch to. They take care of you. They ask questions. They find out when you use energy the most, when you use it the least. Are you using it for your business? Are you using it for your home? I mean, the fantastic thing is they take the time because they care. Check them out by calling 844-INFUSE2, 844-463-8732, or logging on to InfuseEnergy.com. If you call, they are right off the top. You mentioned ESPN 97.5. They're going to take a $25 bill credit and send it your way. And from there, they're just going to ask you as many questions as they can until they get you the best rate at the best possible contract. They are affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back and 100% green energy at your fingertips. Infuse energy into your life.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. A little bit more than a half hour left in the big show. And as we continue to roll on, you, the suspects, are always a big part of what we do on a daily basis. And we appreciate you. Therefore, whenever we get the opportunity, we like to give back to you, the peeps. So therefore, we're going to do it right now. ESPN 97.5 and Live Nation want to send you to see Who's Live Anyway? The cast members of the Emmy-nominated TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Present their improv tour, Who's Live Anyway? This Thursday, Revention Music Center, the 90-minute show filled with improvisational comedy and songs based on audience suggestions. Caller number 11 right now. You win a pair of tickets to see the show, 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. You get a pair of tickets to see the show. If you don't win, go to livenation.com for more ticket information. And one caveat, you must pick the tickets up here at the Gal Media headquarters in the Galleria area by Thursday. So you have to pick them up prior to the show, which is Thursday night. So you got to get them by close of business on Thursday. So if you win, make sure you're going to use them and make sure you can get over here and get them. Caller 11, 713-780-3776, and good luck. So we were talking, Barry's already set it up, no more Rockets. So we're not talking Rockets anymore. But we've talked about the Astros. We've talked about the Texans draft. We've talked about the Rockets, and now we've even talked about how the Rockets have cried over spilled milk about last season. So with all that being said and not talking any more Rockets, we now allow Barry to pick the topic going forward before we get to the final half hour of the show.
Rockets. Just
liar,
kidding.
You liar.
I was in there. We have because I'm out this week.
Is it this week?
Yeah. So I'm doing the show Wednesday and then driving to El Paso that night with John Wessling. We're going to be at the El Paso comic strip all week.
God, that drive's miserable.
12 hours. And we're going to go straight through.
You're taking the Laminac mobile?
Yeah. So we're going to drive. Like, I'm going to leave here. He's going to meet me up here, I guess. And then we're leaving from here, and it's 12 hours. And then, so I'm off Thursday. And then I was going to work Friday. I was going to do the show with you remotely. And now you guys will be on remote. So.
Oh, we got an email on that.
Yeah. So it turns out I'm going to miss Friday and Monday. So Brad Ostertag or whatever his stupid name was gets his wish. It's going to be you and Nick and no me. So
we're going to be Cypress Trail Hideout, home of Papa Charlie's Barbecue, Friday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Live music, mud bugs. Great way to start the weekend. Head out to Cypress's favorite spot. That would be, if you were in town, that would be near your neighborhood.
It would be kind of close.
Kind
of? It wouldn't be as far. I mean, Cypress and my spot really aren't that close, but it just depends on the exact location.
So with early notification like we just got, you can come out and see us on Friday at the Cypress Trail Hideout off Hempstead Road.
And trust me, I would love to be there because with this diet I'm on.
You could go crazy on the meat.
Barbecue. All right. Put a lot of meat in my mouth this week. Save that, Nick. Oh, you'll save that, but you won't save the Daryl Morey. He's got a big staff. Okay, that's fine. Jerk.
Lost a lot of weight, ate a lot of meat. Barry's life this week.
Yeah.
Dude, how you and Wesley, you got enough room in that car?
What you trying to say? He's fat?
I'm saying when you go, how long is that drive?
12 hours.
I would think you'd take an SUV that someone could be like napping in the back or something.
No, first of all, it's luxurious. Second of all, it gets great gas mileage. That's a little four cylinder that I can get probably. Yeah. I'll get 32 miles a gallon on the way
which
out
is
there.
Which is fantastic.
Yeah, I was getting 17
in my
truck.
A lot of time in a car.
Well, yeah, but that's just part of the deal. That's what you sign up for. But no, it's a comfortable ride, and so we're going to be fine. I'm not taking an SUV though. That would be god awful expensive.
I can see that.
Somebody said talk UFC. I did want to bring up something about the UFC. Greg Hardy had his fight. What was the card? It was like St. Petersburg or Florida or something like that.
It wasn't Florida.
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah.
There you go. Whatever. But Greg Hardy got his first official UFC win. Dmitry Smoliakov. Did I say that right? I don't know. My big thing is, one, kind of no one is really cares that the UFC is really, it seems no one cares, I should say, that Greg Hardy has found a home in the UFC and is getting to fight in the UFC based on his track record in the past. And I think the UFC is like, yeah, we don't care. We'll give him a shot. They're like the Cowboys of mixed martial arts. They're like, whatever, we'll let him do his thing. But a local guy, actually good friend of the Blitz, and I know him as well, Juan Adams, has been calling out Greg Hardy for months now wanting that fight. And I think the consensus is that the UFC is just feeding Greg Hardy cans. They're just giving this dude easy opportunities to bring him along slowly. And Juan Adams is a guy that has earned his, you know, earned his right to be there and has like been calling this dude out. And Juan's not a huge name. He's a fellow heavyweight, but he's not on Derek Lewis's level or guys like that. But he has the potential to be one day. I'll tell you that right now. Mark the name down, especially from a guy from Houston. But I love that Juan has been relentless. Every time Greg Hardy fights, he's like, I'll beat his ass. Put me in there. If you need Greg Hardy to have an opponent, I'll do it. Like anytime somebody drops, I'll do it. They just ignore it. They're not going to let him dictate the matchmaking. But I think he can't stop doing it because, Nick, you know how it goes. The more he does it, I started retweeting him all the time. Because the more he does it, the more hype. Eventually, someone's going to respond, and then it's going to take off in the media, and that will be a fight.
It's how our very good friend Mike the Truth Jackson, that's how he got his fight with CM Punk. He kept trying to get that fight. He eventually got that fight, got that bag. Good for him.
But I think the difference is that Mike knows he was more about an opportunity and less about like, oh, I'm going to – like Mike never had aspirations of being a UFC fighter. He knows what he was, right? He's a personality. He is a fighter. He's a legitimate boxer. He's a good MMA fighter, but I don't know. I don't think Mike would tell you, yeah, I should be a champion in the UFC. Mike's not that guy. He's very self-aware. But Juan, on the other hand, and this is his livelihood. Like, this is what he wants to do. This is what he does. So
that's the unfortunate situation for a lot of people. A lot of real fighters who actually train. They're really disciplined. They really want to be well. Really want to do well in the sport, but like I said, you've got that likability, but if you've got that star power or if you're bringing attention to yourself for whatever reason, you're going to get those fights.
That guy, I don't know anything about the guy he fought, did you?
Mm-mm.
I had no idea.
There's no question that they're going to try and pad his record. They did the same. They've done the same with so many. They're not going to admit it, but it's so true. Sage Northcutt, another guy, and they made a mistake with him, yeah, probably throwing him against somebody who was a veteran, and he ended up, you know, getting a blemish on his record that he probably shouldn't have or probably didn't need to. So,
did you happen to catch highlights of the fight
Mm-mm.
with Greg Hardy? I'm watching it right now. He won't last long. His technique is awful. He's literally jumping and punching at the same time.
But don't
time.
You feel...
He's going to get his ass.
Derek Lewis doesn't have any technique. Is he that raw
power?
No, I'm
talking about striking.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about even striking. Derek Lewis's striking technique... He's a brawler, but he still has technique. Like, he can throw. There's not many heavyweights that'll throw a switch kick like Derek Lewis. Like, he's got good technique. I'm watching Greg Hardy pounce on this dude. It's awful. It looks like an amateur that's never been in the cage before. It's bad.
Do you not feel like they want to capitalize on the name for Greg Hardy to give him every opportunity to succeed?
But. I mean, they do.
I'm asking you.
No, they do. I'm sure they do. But what's kind of the wrong name given his the legal troubles that he's had? And I mean, isn't this the guy that pushed a chick on a bed full of guns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is a garbage human being.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, because of the fact that they, you know, they know, hey, ex NFL guy. And so they know that there's a guy that people are going to take note of just simply because they want to see. If he's gonna, he can do something in another sport.
Yeah, I just feel like I wish that they didn't have the restrictions, because I could get Mick on the show, one of their matchmakers, and I know he would be honest with us, because he'll tell you, like, you know, hey, I do this, I do that. I would like to get their thought on that, because I feel like that's a big risk to take in the current climate in sports today, to bring in a guy like Greg Hardy to try to make a name or to try to get publicity. That would be the wrong publicity for if I was running the organization. I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want that particular spotlight that Greg Hardy would bring.
That's why I asked, because, I mean, I was just curious.
I mean, they did it with, you know, like a guy like Herschel Walker tried to break into MMA and do mm-hmm. his thing, and that I get. But
Sean Merriman try it too?
That sounds right.
I thought that he tried it for a little
but
bit,
but Greg
too.
Hardy is the kind of the wrong name for me. I wouldn't want that. What I would want is money in my pocket. And if I want money in my pocket, y'all know where I go. GetUpside. That is the play, man. If you haven't downloaded GetUpside to your phone, stop what you're doing. If you're driving, pull over. Stop what you're doing. Put it on your phone, man. It is completely free to use, and you get tons of cash back opportunities and actual cash back in your wallet because they've got over 500 gas stations around the city of Houston that you can get cash back in your wallet from GetUpside. That's what it does. Like, its sole purpose in life is to get you cash back on stuff you're already buying, like gas and food. It's that simple. And here's a tip, man. Put in my promo code Barry. That's going to get you extra savings on your first fill up. My wife got up to 30 cents a gallon, and you can get up to 25 cents a gallon already. So when you use promo code Barry, you get extra savings on that first fill up. I hate going out of town because GetUpside isn't available in all the cities. So if I'm in El Paso, I can't use GetUpside to save on my money. I'm definitely going to use it when I fill up on the way out. But man, it's so simple to use. It's got a mapping feature. So you have GetUpside on your phone and it's completely free, like I said. And you just say, you know what? I need to get gas. So you pull up the map and it says, this is every gas station in your area right now that has a cash back offer for you. Or maybe it's food. Maybe you want to go have lunch or take the family to grab a bite to eat at dinner. And you're like, what's in my area? Pull up the map, click on food. Every restaurant in your area where you can get cash back, up to 35% cash back, mind you. So we're not just talking about a penny here and a penny there for food. It's up to 35%. And we've had listeners say they can get 35% at a lot of the Wendy's near them. So make sure you check it out. Get that cash back. And it's so easy to use. Pay with a debit card. You already do that. Get the receipt. You already do that. Take a picture of it. Upload it within 24 hours. The cash is in your account. It's that simple. I had a listener show me the money that they're getting back. People send me screenshots all the time. Guys, this absolutely works. It is absolutely free. If you haven't done it yet, you're missing out on money, man. You are leaving money at the pump and you're leaving money at the table. Download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later. And do not go anywhere, man. We are back right in 60 seconds. Right back at it. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN.
97.5.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us along for the go. If you ever miss anything or have any issues with us, our show, the signal, whatever, all you got to do is download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. Runs right through your Bluetooth in your car. It's fantastic. Just go to ESPN975.com. And you can see all the instructions right there on the front page of how you can download the app. And while you're at it, if there's something you missed that you want to catch up on with our show, just click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects, and you can get the different hours of the show that you missed. It's really that simple.
It is.
I saw a little story here that I needed to get your opinion on, boys.
Okay.
It says you probably know a lack of sleep can impact your work performance the next day. But did you know by how much? A study published in the journal Sleep Health says missing out on just 16 minutes of sleep can affect your job performance the next day. The results include lack of judgment and a significant spike in stress levels. Mm. Sleep deprivation is a big problem in the U.S., with more than one-third of adults getting less than the recommended 7 to 8 hours nightly.
I'm going to have to get that CPAP.
You need a CPAP, but you are like, you have so much credit built up in terms of sleep. You don't miss sleep. You've got like a bank full of added sleep hours.
I got up at 11:40 today.
I hate you.
Yeah. But now I went to bed at 3:30 in the morning.
Because you were playing video games.
I was, I was assassinating people in Greece. I still don't sleep well, though. That's the thing. Is I went to bed at 3:30. I got up, at 11:30. That's 8 hours.
So you still got enough.
No, I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely exhausted. Because I don't sleep for more than maybe 20, 30 minutes at a time. Then I wake up and I toss and turn and go right back to start, try to get more sleep. It's not a consistent, like I never get, what do they call that, REM?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever get my REM sleep, which is, that's the important part of getting your sleep. So It's not happening.
Won't you make up for that in
the
morning?
I die 50 times a night because of my snoring and I stop breathing.
Do you have nightmares because of your video game results?
No, not usually.
Like if it was really graphic and
I had
horrific.
A weird dream that my cat died in my arms. So that was a little traumatic. I woke up and I was like, where's the cat? My wife was like, he's eating. Why? I was like, I dreamed he died. She's like,
that's nice. That's real nice after what that cat's been through lately.
She wasn't thrilled about it. Yeah, well, I mean, God, dude. It's every day I'm just like, bro, I hope you make it. Because he's just, man, he's withering. When I tell you he's withering, he went from a 16-pound cat to now he's probably about 8 pounds.
Are y'all still having to, like, do the
IV every day? We stopped doing that because they thought, uh-oh, it's actually causing more problems. I was like, now it's just like just getting his old ass to eat. If he just eat, we're good. If he'll make it to his birthday, May 29th.
Okay.
That's all I want. Just make it to May, and then if you want to go off to the ranch forever.
The Rainbow Bridge.
If you want to hit the rainbow, just make it to May 29th. That's my birthday. That's his birthday. And then that's officially he'll be 20. That's all I'm asking from this old ass cat. Just make it to the end of May. And I'll be honest with you. It's going to be close.
Oh.
He's old, man. He's so skinny that, like, when I pet him, all I can feel is the bones, like the ridges in his back.
Yeah.
It's so sad. I'm telling you, he's part turtle. He won't die. He's going to live to be 150 because he's just like, I don't give a shit.
Nick was close.
I almost said it. But he's like, he's literally nothing but skin, bone, and intestines. And he's like still jumps on the couch. The other day we let him out on the back porch and he took off running. I'm like, bro, you're 97 years old.
Good for him.
You have no muscle mass. You have nothing. And he's like, I'm not dying. No, you're not getting rid of me. It's crazy. Well, good for him. But man,
I look at all of our dogs and I'm like, there's not a single one of them that I can't think of at least two medical conditions that we paid an exorbitant amount of money for.
See?
And Lisa's like, but you know what? We got them for free. Well, they've more than made up for that once we adopted them.
That whole free thing.
Oh my God. I told you one of them cost me as much as a Camry.
See?
So that whole thing, remember with the Sophie, she had the ACL surgery. So with it, they reconstruct the whole deal. They take the ACL out of the equation. And they tell you, hey, there's a 60-some percent chance she's going to tear the other one. So I'm doing everything in my power. Like, she doesn't go to the park chasing balls anymore. She's just happy to be going on walks and nothing to overexert. Lisa takes her to the park and starts throwing the ball. I go, what are you doing? I go, I'll tell you what. You can get a second job if you want to pay for another ACL because I ain't doing that again.
No, that's
my dog just can't. Stop messing with has an allergy issue just in her foot and her paw just keeps coming back.
Is it like no keeps matter chewing on it and
licking it, like just every day I have to give her medication. It still doesn't work.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of medication?
Oh,
like
we do say
Benadryl. Like
really?
Like an antihistamine type of.
But it's from the vet, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, see, we got. Two of them with allergies that have to do that every day. Medication.
I got the one from the vet. I got the one from the vet, remember? And then I asked you.
Oh, right.
It wasn't working. And then they said just use Benadryl.
Does the Benadryl make them sleepy or her?
Not really. Mm-mm.
Really? Because, man, every time I take Benadryl, I'm out.
I'm with you. Benadryl does knock me out.
How does that not make your dog? Do you like give a little small piece of it?
I think it's 1 milligram per pound. A Benadryl pill has 25 milligrams. My dog's weight is 23 pounds.
Oh, so you just
go home. Think it's about right, I think.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't knock her out. She seems to be fine.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I guess I can't really say whether it makes our dogs drowsy or not because the two of them that take it, we normally give it to them with peanut butter at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they're getting ready to go to bed anyway, so you don't really tell the difference.
I'm going
to
change it, though.
Save your texts, clones. I won't be reading them.
Oh.
Your peanut butter and dog text. I'm not entertaining that. Corey in Houston did say something about MMA. He said, when do you think, if ever, that the MMA world will create a minor league farm system to streamline the political publicity process of becoming a pro? There's a lot of P's.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of those, Corey. Like, Legacy was a big feeder system to the UFC. They, you know, Strike Force was kind of a minor league. Well, they wanted to be major leagues, but literally it was UFC and everybody else. So every other system, I mean, the WEC was that way until the UFC bought them. So all these regional promotions are kind of feeder systems. That's where all these guys learn how to do local and regional publicity. Bellator was kind of an outlier where they were like, no, we're not gonna compete with or feed the UFC. We're gonna compete with them. And it's just really not the case. But there are plenty of regional shows that do that already.
I mean, I feel like Bellator is doing a decent job of competing with them only because there's kind of been like a free agency era has been introduced to MMA, and now they're taking talent from each other. And so Bellator is definitely not a feeder system or like, but at the end of the day, what do you want to see? And the reality is, whether you want to admit to it or not, you want to see the drama and the stuff that you want to see Conor McGregor fight. You want to see if there's very few fighters out there you want to see fight because they're really good at what they do. The reality is the average fan wants to see the drama. And so even if there is this feeder league, they'll still make it to the UFC, but they're not going to get the fights that they want if there's someone else that's causing a stir.
Doesn't that lend itself to my question earlier, Barry? Because like you mentioned, with the checkered past of a Greg Hardy, mm-hmm. people will watch just to see if he gets his ass kicked. Basically, because they'll be out there going, you should get what you deserve for all that you've done.
So I don't think that, and this is just an opinion,
mm-hmm.
I think the casual fan of boxing and mixed martial arts will only watch when it's a big, big fight. And it's got to be names that the casual fan, that the average fan can recognize. But I don't think that they want to tune in to watch Greg Hardy, or else they would have had him co-headlining a pay-per-view and not a Fort Lauderdale, whatever.
But was don't it
a pay-per-view?
You have to have enough wins to,
was he headlining?
I think it was an ESPN.
It was an ESPN Plus one? Yeah. See, if
no,
that
wasn't
was
headlining.
If they felt like it, they would have put him on a pay-per-view to get buys. So I think the casual fan wants to see, oh, Conor McGregor's fighting. I mean, I don't know. I got to think of another big name that they would recognize. But George St. Pierre, if that was a fight, if they were like, yep, that's going to be what we make, then I think people would recognize some of those names. But the hardcore fans, they don't care about Greg Hardy. The diehard MMA fans that could name you every fighter on the roster care not a single bit about Greg Hardy.
Okay.
And I just don't think he has the cachet to pull.
I think just because the sport has come so far and has so much credibility now, too, you couldn't make him a headliner until he actually had proven himself to really be worthy.
He won't, though. He's so bad.
Okay.
Like, just the little bit of film that I watched on him just then, it's not even, like, it's awful.
He does have, like, that natural toughness to him, but you're right. I kind of looked at those clips. You're right. He does kind of.
You see what I mean?
He definitely lacks in the technical.
I mean, you don't leave your feet when you throw a punch unless you're throwing a Superman punch. Yeah. Those were not Superman punches. Those were just being wild. And you do that to a guy like Derek Lewis that you might rock him, but then you rush in and start jumping and punching, you're going to get murdered.
He's going to have something that supplements his lack of being technical.
But if
he doesn't have it, he's going to get swallowed up. So
They're
going to have to give him slapsticks, pretty much.
Pretty ugly.
There you go. All right, we got one segment to go on the show, boys. We're going to take a quick break, come back, wrap things up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us along for the go. If you ever miss anything or have any issues with us, our show, the signal, whatever, all you got to do is download the app. Take us anywhere, everywhere. Runs right through your Bluetooth in your car. It's fantastic. Just go to ESPN975.com. And you can see all the instructions right there on the front page of how you can download the app. And while you're at it, if there's something you missed that you want to catch up on with our show, just click on the show tab for The Usual Suspects, and you can get the different hours of the show that you missed. It's really that simple.
It is.
Don't be a dummy. I saw a little story here that I needed to get your opinion on, boys.
Okay.
It says you probably know a lack of sleep can impact your work performance the next day. But did you know by how much? A study published in the journal Sleep Health says missing out on just 16 minutes of sleep can affect your job performance the next day. The results include lack of judgment and a significant spike in stress levels. Mm. Sleep deprivation is a big problem in the U.S., with more than one-third of adults getting less than the recommended 7 to 8 hours nightly.
I'm going to have to get that CPAP.
You need a CPAP, but you are like, you have so much credit built up in terms of sleep. You don't miss sleep. You've got like a bank full of added sleep hours.
I got up at 11:40 today.
Gee, I hate you.
Yeah. But now I went to bed at 3:30 in the morning.
Because you were playing video games.
I was, I was assassinating people on Increase. I still don't sleep well, though. That's the thing. Is I went to bed at 3:30. I got up, at, let's say, at 11:30. That's 8 hours.
So you still got enough.
No, I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely exhausted. Because I don't sleep for more than maybe 20, 30 minutes at a time. Then I wake up. And I toss and turn and go right back to start, try to get more sleep. It's not a consistent, like, I never get, what do they call that, REM?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever get my REM sleep, which is, that's the important part of getting your sleep. So it's not happening.
Won't you make up for that in
the
morning?
I die 50 times a night because of my snoring and I stop breathing.
Do you have nightmares because of your video game results?
No, not usually.
Like if it was really graphic and
I had
horrific.
A weird dream that my cat died in my arms. So that was a little traumatic. I woke up and I was like, where's the cat? My wife was like, he's eating. Why? I was like, I dreamed he died.
She's like, real nice after what that cat's been through lately.
She wasn't thrilled about it. Yeah, well, I mean, God, dude. It's every day I'm just like, bro, I hope you make it. Because he's just...
Man.
He's withering. When I tell you he's withering, he went from a 16-pound cat to now he's probably about 8 pounds.
Are y'all still having to like do the
IV every day? We stopped doing that because they thought, uh-oh, it's actually causing more problems. I was like, Jesus. Now it's just like just getting his old ass to eat. If he just eat, we're good. If he'll make it to his birthday, May 29th.
Okay.
That's all I want. Just make it to May, and then if you want to go off to the ranch forever.
The Rainbow Bridge.
If you want to hit the rainbow, just make it to May 29. That's my birthday. That's his birthday. And then that's officially he'll be 20. That's all I'm asking from this old-ass cat. Just make it to the end of May. And I'll be honest with you, it's going to be close.
Oh,
he's old, man. He's so skinny. That, like, when I pet him, all I can feel is the bones, like the ridges in his back.
Yeah.
It's so sad. But he won't, he's like, I'm telling you, he's part turtle. He won't die. He's going to live to be 150 because he's just like, I don't give a shit.
Whoa.
I got,
Nick was close.
I almost said it. But he's like, he's literally nothing but skin, bone, and intestines. And he's like, still jumps on the couch.
Great.
The other day, we let him out on the back porch and he took off running. I'm like, bro, you're 97 years old.
Good for him.
You have no muscle mass. You have nothing. And he's like, I'm not dying. No, you're not getting rid of me. It's crazy. Well, good for him, but man.
I look at all of our dogs, and I'm like, there's not a single one of them that I can't think of at least two medical conditions that we paid an exorbitant amount of money for.
See?
And Lisa's like, but you know what? We got them for free. Well, they've more than made up for that once we adopted them.
That whole free thing.
Oh, my God.
I
told you, one of them cost me as much as a Camry.
See?
So that whole thing, remember with the Sophie, she had the ACL surgery. So with it, they reconstruct the whole deal. They take the ACL out of the equation. And they tell you, hey, there's a 60-some percent chance she's going to tear the other one. So I'm doing everything in my power. Like, she doesn't go to the park chasing balls anymore. She's just happy to be going on walks and nothing to overexert. Lisa takes her to the park and starts throwing the ball. I go, what are you doing? I go, I'll tell you what. You get a second job if you want to pay for another ACL because I ain't doing that again.
No, that's
my dog just can't stop messing with the, has an allergy issue just in her foot and her paw, just keeps coming back.
It's like no keeps matter chewing on it and
licking it, like just every day I have to give her medication. It still doesn't work.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of medication?
Well,
like
we do say
Benadryl. Like
really?
Like an antihistamine type of.
But it's from the vet, right?
Mm-mm.
Oh, see, we got two of them with allergies that have to do that every. They take. Well, they get medication.
I got the one from the vet. I got the one from the vet. Remember? And then I asked you.
Oh, right.
It wasn't working, and then they said just use Benadryl.
Does the Benadryl make them sleepy or her?
Not really. Mm-mm.
Really? Because man, every time I take Benadryl, I'm out.
I'm with you. Benadryl does knock me out.
How does that not make your dog? Do you like give us a little small piece of it?
I think it's 1 milligram per pound. A Benadryl pill has 25 milligrams. My dog's weight is 23 pounds.
Oh, so you just
so I home. Think it's about right. I think.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't knock her out. She seems to be fine.
Wow. Good for her.
Yeah, that's crazy. But we, you know, I guess I can't really say whether it makes our dogs drowsy or not because the two of them that take it, we normally give it to them with peanut butter at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, they're getting ready to go to bed anyway, so you don't really tell the difference.
I'm going
to
change it, though.
Save your texts, clones. I won't be reading them.
Oh.
Your peanut butter and dog texts. I'm not entertaining that. Corey in Houston did say something about MMA. He said, when do you think, if ever, that the MMA world will create a minor league farm system to streamline the political publicity process of becoming a pro? There's a lot of P's.
Mm-hmm.
There are thousands of those, Corey. Like Legacy was a big feeder mm-hmm. system to Absolutely. The UFC. They, you know, Strikeforce was kind of a minor league. Well, they wanted to be major leagues, but literally it was UFC and everybody else. So every other system, I mean, the WEC was that way until the UFC bought them. So all these regional promotions are kind of feeder systems. That's where all these guys learn how to do local and regional publicity. Bellator was kind of an outlier where they were like, no, we're not gonna compete with or feed the UFC. We're gonna compete with them, and it's just really not the case. But there are plenty of regional shows that do that already.
I mean, they're. I feel like Bellator is doing a decent job of competing with them, only because there's kind of been like a free agency era has been introduced to MMA, and now they're taking talent from each other, and so Bellator is definitely not a feeder system or like, no. But at the end of the day, what do you want to see? And the reality is, whether you want to admit to it or not, you want to see the drama and the stuff that you want to see Conor McGregor fight. You want to see if there's very few fighters out there you want to see fight because they're really good at what they do. The reality is the average fan wants to see the drama. And so even if there is this feeder league, they'll still make it to the UFC, but they're not going to get the fights that they want if there's someone else that's causing a stir.
Doesn't that lend itself to my question earlier, Barry? Because like you mentioned, with the checkered past of a Greg Hardy, mm-hmm. people will watch just to see if he gets his ass kicked. Basically, because they'll be out there going, you should get what you deserve for all that you've done.
So I don't think that, and this is just an opinion,
mm-hmm.
I think the casual fan of boxing and mixed martial arts will only watch when it's a big, big fight. And it's got to be names that the casual fan, that the average fan can recognize. So, but I don't think that they want to tune in to watch Greg Hardy, or else they would have had him co-headlining a pay-per-view and not a Fort Lauderdale, whatever.
But
was
don't
it a pay-per-view?
You have to have enough wins to
was
think,
he headlining?
I think it was
become
an
a
ESPN,
headliner.
Was the ESPN Plus one? Yeah, yeah. See, if
no,
that
he
wasn't
was headlining.
If they felt like it, they would have put him on a pay-per-view to get buys. So I think the casual fan wants to see, oh, Conor McGregor's fighting. I mean, I don't know. I got to think of another big name that they would recognize. But George St. Pierre, if that was a fight, if they were like, yep, that's going to be what we make, then I think people would recognize some of those names. But the hardcore fans, they don't care about Greg Hardy. The diehard MMA fans that could name you every fighter on the roster care not a single bit about Greg Hardy.
Okay.
And I just don't think he has the cachet to pull.
I think just because the sport has come so far and has so much credibility now, too, you couldn't make him a headliner until he actually had proven himself to really be worthy.
He won't, though. He's so bad.
Okay.
Like, just the little bit of film that I watched on him just then, it's not even, like, it's awful.
He does have, like, that natural toughness to him, but you're right. I kind of looked at those clips. You're right. He does kind of.
You see what I mean?
He definitely lacks in the technical.
I mean,
department.
You don't leave your feet when you throw a punch unless you're throwing a Superman punch. Yeah. Those were not Superman punches. Those were just being wild And you do that to a guy like Derek Lewis, that you might rock him, but then you rush in and start jumping and punching, you're going to get murdered.
He's going to have something that supplements his lack of being technical.
But if
he doesn't have it, he's going to get swallowed up. So
Yeah. They're
going to have to give him slapsticks, pretty much.
Pretty ugly.
There you go. All right, we got one segment to go on the show, boys. We're going to take a quick break, come back, wrap things up, put a bow on it, turn it over to the Blitz. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hi, Bob Vila here on ESPN 97.5 with another home improvement tip.
When appliances die unexpectedly, you're forced to pay the going rate at the time they break down for replacements. But if you know that your refrigerator, air conditioner, or other appliance is getting old, you could save money by buying its replacement before something fails. The best time to buy appliances is when new models roll out. Once the latest models are unveiled, retailers tend to reduce prices on those from previous years to create more space in the showroom. Typically, the newest models of ranges and ovens are released in January. New refrigerators come out in May, and washers, dryers, and dishwashers in September and October. If you're waiting for a deal on the newest appliances, look for sale events during major holidays like Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. Then, the price for major and small appliances tend to be most discounted to encourage shoppers to spend more time and money shopping during their day off work. Get more info at bobvila.com and right here at home with me, Bob Vila.
Sam Houston Race Park's 25th anniversary quarter horse meet continues this weekend with 50 cent beer on Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Friday's post time is 7 p.m. Plus Saturday is Kentucky Derby Day, brought to you by 811. Know what's below, call before you dig. Watch and wager on all the races from Churchill Downs and participate in the $500 Derby Hat Contest. Post time Saturday is 1 p.m. Advanced wagering for the Kentucky Derby available all day Friday. Call 281-807-8700 or visit shrp.com.
I think especially when you're young, and especially when you're at the start of a new career, you really have to think about challenging yourself to be bold, about taking that larger leap. And what we want to do is challenge you in a way that literally changes the way you think. After 2 years of being in this MBA program, you're going to see the world differently. You're going to have greater capability. Because if we're not willing to be bold, then we can't change the world.
I'm Peter Rodriguez, Dean of the Jones Graduate School of Business at Rice University. I want to personally invite you to consider Rice Business.
If you or a loved one has experienced a workplace accident, car or truck accident, slip and fall accident, or have an overtime claim, call Mestemaker and Straub for free legal advice at 713-626-8900. That's 713-626-8900. They have specialized attorneys who will deal with the insurance companies while you can go on recovering. Insurance companies have lawyers. You need a lawyer, too. Don't wait. Call Houston-based Mestemaker and Straub right now and let them put your mind at rest. 713-626-8900 or go to LawyerDave.com.
Shopping for a new energy provider? Triangle Energy keeps it simple. The rate you see is the rate you'll pay. No gimmicks, no minimum usage fees, no charges if you go over a certain amount of electricity. Triangle consistently offers competitive, fair, and simple rates. TriangleEnergy.com. Promo code ESPN, PUCT number 10064.
Buying an engagement ring can be challenging, which is why Robbins Brothers is making it a bit easier. Now through the end of the month, get interest-free financing for 48 months.
Subject to credit approval, minimum $4,000 purchase. See store for details.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Final segment of the show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. News of the day, Chris Beard and Texas Tech have reached a new agreement to keep him their basketball coach for the time being. 6 years that will pay him $4.575 million annually, keeping him under contract through 2024-25. And his annual salary now, fourth highest in the country behind Calipari, Krzyzewski, Tennessee's Rick Barnes, and then himself.
Oh.
Texas Tech dishing out some coin to keep their basketball coach. That,
good for them.
Not something you see coming out of Lubbock.
My only explanation for that, and I don't even know if this is true, I have no proof, is that now they're getting to buy, you know, they've always kind of been into buying wars, but now there's really, the buying wars in college basketball is starting to go crazy. Because if Texas Tech is spending that kind of money, does that mean he got an offer somewhere else, you know?
Well, and then like Rick Barnes said, instead of just saying I'm happy to stay at Tennessee, he said if they could have worked out the buyout, which was in the millions of dollars that the school was to get if he was to get bought out, he'd have been at UCLA. So you realize that it's going to be bidding wars left, right, and Mick Cronin took the UCLA job. He left the same conference as Kelvin Sampson. He got $1 million more a year than Kelvin Sampson. You don't think if that was on the table, Kelvin Sampson would have had to $1 million. Now, we've talked about it jokingly. If we ever won $1 million in the lottery or anything, like, we'd be gone.
Yeah.
But that's a big difference between the contract that Sampson got at U of H and an extra mil to coach a prestigious program like UCLA.
Money, 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 money.
It's going to be thrown all over the place now. So it'll be interesting to see who's next in line to get the big deal. Speaking of coaching, Spurs lose this weekend, get eliminated from the playoffs. There was questions about Greg Popovich, but supposedly
was there
that he was going to step away, that he had finally had enough. That's been a long.
This might have been one of his best coaching years,
no question about it. But now the rumors are that, and ESPN's reporting, Popovich is negotiating a new contract with the Spurs, and Sam Presti, the GM of the Thunder, says he expects Billy Donovan to return to OKC as coach.
You good with that?
My question is, he expects Donovan to return, but does he want him back? Because it takes a special kind of someone to have to coach Russell Westbrook as it is, but he's facing a lot of the heat, and you can't get rid of Westbrook. You know you can't really. Paul George signed to stay there, so he committed to you. And we know how it goes in the NBA. First guy to go is the coach.
I mean, this is the third year in a row they've been bouncing the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah, they keep continuing to underachieve with that roster. And again, Presti, the bullseye should be on his back too.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that went out and overextended with all the financials that you needed in place to sign George and keep Westbrook there. Now it's, how are you going to build a roster around him that can make them any better than they've been the last couple of years?
Mm. Yeah, they're going to be... It, especially in the West, where it's ultra competitive. So, real quick, I just wanted to read this one text, and then we'll get up. But it says it's about the UFC and Greg Hardy and Juan Adams, and it says they refuse to give him Juan Adams, and I know because I'm Juan Adams.
That's great.
Juan, listen to the show. I'm telling you, man, I got your back, homie. I retweet it all the time. I'm trying to get you that fight, and I think if the peeps do that, you'll get that fight eventually. Hang in there, Juan. You deserve it.
Very cool. Yeah. Speaking of very cool, for all of the hits that Josh Rosen has taken over his entitlement and attitude and personality, I don't know if you saw this or not, but over the weekend after he was traded to the Dolphins during the draft, he could have basically bailed on Larry Fitzgerald's celebrity softball game. Instead, he not only played, but he addressed the crowd. He thanked the fans of Arizona. He wished Kyler Murray well and gave him all the credit in the world as being a guy that's going to help the franchise.
Classy.
And then he hoped to move on to Miami and have success. And he also Instagrammed a message to the fans of Arizona. And I think he gained a lot of brownie points with a lot of people that have been critical of him. So kudos to him for handling it all the right way. Whether he was sincere or not, we don't know. But the bottom line is he handled it all with class.
I would have done all that and then taken a big dump on the field. Been like, just kidding. And then heel turn and walked out.
Don't heel turn where you crap.
He's obviously not. I mean, it even if it's not sincere, it's probably a good move.
Yeah.
Because... Yep.
For sure.
He has to. Like, you want to be likable. Either you're okay with being likable or you're not.
Would you do that?
I think that what I've seen, I mean, yes, I would.
You would?
I would. Because of
would the you mean it?
With social media and everything
would
else.
Would you mean it?
You're just going to get beat up otherwise.
Would you mean it?
Depends on how it ended.
Okay. If.
Probably not.
I was going to say, if I gave you the scenario, if they were like, hey, we're taking the usual suspects, like AJ and... Management like, we're taking the usual suspects in a different direction. We've got this young guy that just graduated that we can get on the show and we like what he's gonna do. So we're gonna replace you, Joel, with him. And I mean, you can hang around if you want, but actually we can get some new equipment from 790, so we're gonna ship you off. Would you be like, I really enjoyed my time here. I love, good luck to you. I'd be like, man, bleep you. Like, especially if I felt like you didn't want me. So for him to come out and take the high road, that's a smart, smart move, because he obviously wasn't wanted, didn't feel wanted. That's a tough thing to do, man. I mean, he's still a human being.
Doubt.
You're
he's
a human
got some
being.
Good people around
I'm a human being. If you find out you're not wanted somewhere, that hurts.
Yeah.
And to take the high road is a very smart and shrewd move on his part.
Whether sincere or not, he's got the right people around him, because he handled everything the exact way you would want him to handle it. So good for him. And hopefully, you know what? And again, hopefully it's a win-win. He goes to Miami. It's not a long-term deal. There's not a whole bunch of financial ramifications that are holding the Dolphins past this year. But he gets a chance and a fresh start. Miami gets a quarterback, which they sorely need. If he beats out Ryan Fitzpatrick, see what happens.
Yeah.
Otherwise, Tua's waiting in the wings.
Yeah, that's true. I probably would have not handled it as well.
I would be biting through my tongue regardless of how I handled it.
I probably would have like said that and then on Twitter been like, yeah, I didn't mean that.
That's what I'm saying.
It hurts, man.
I'm saying. The biggest thing is between Twitter and Instagram and everything else,
You
know what? You can say all you want up front, but there are ways and avenues.
That's when the best time to avoid it is, when you get touched in the feels like that. Yeah,
no question about it. All right, so that'll about do it for us on a Monday. And there was, man, nonstop going back and forth. We spent little time on basketball, but there'll be more to talk about tomorrow. But we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. So make sure you tune in to us the rest of the week, 1 to 4 p.m.
Hey, guys, check it out. Houston Dynamo, they're off to their hottest start in club history, and they return home this Saturday to face their rival FC Dallas at BBVA Compass Stadium. Dynamo, one of the fastest, most exciting teams on the pitch in Major League Soccer, led by Albert Elise, continues to dominate the MLS. He's one of the hottest young stars in the league. Not to mention Memo Rodriguez, Houston's own homegrown talent. He's looking to continue his early season goal-scoring success. And this weekend, my guy, Chingo Bling, performing on the Bud Light stage for the pregame party. All that and more, you don't want to miss it. The game is this Saturday, May 4th, as I said. It starts at 3 o'clock. And the first 5,000 fans get a Dynamo rally towel presented by UT Physicians Health. Also, this weekend, on Sunday evening, Houston Dash taking on Chicago, also at BBVA Compass Stadium. It's Inspiring Women Night, with a salute to Houston women who are leading their industry. Kalia Ojai, Rachel Daly lead the women against Chicago at BBVA Compass Stadium. For tickets and info, go to HoustonDynamo.com. That's HoustonDynamo.com. Blitz is up next.
ESPN 97.5.